From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan has named a special representative to oversee UN efforts to rebuild Iraq. He is Ashraf Qazi, a veteran Pakistani diplomat. Qazi succeeds Sergio Vieira de Mello of Brazil, who was killed along with 21 other people in an attack on UN headquarters in Baghdad last August. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Kofi Annan had trouble finding a qualified candidate to take the top UN job in Baghdad because of continuing violence against foreigners in Iraq. UN diplomats say that some of the candidates who were approached declined because of family considerations. UN spokeswoman Marie Okabe says that Ashraf Qazi was selected from a list of three candidates, all Muslims.
The two others being Mr. Sirin Pitsuan, former foreign minister of Thailand, and Mr. Salman Haidar, former Foreign Secretary of India. After extensive consultations, the Secretary General selected Mr. Qazi, who currently serves as the Ambassador of Pakistan to the United States.
The 62-year-old Qazi has had diplomatic postings in numerous countries in addition to the United States, among them India, China, Russia, East Germany, and Syria. He has a master's degree in economics, speaks English, and is said to read and understand Arabic. In Washington, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher welcomed the appointment.
It's certainly, we think, an important development for the United Nations to have a special envoy of the Secretary General working on Iraq, and we'll do everything possible to work with him and the Iraqi government, and also to take care of things like assisting them with security and other areas like that where the multinational forces might be of assistance.
UN spokeswoman Marie Okabe says that Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, has agreed to relieve Qazi of his ambassadorial duties very quickly, but she says it's unclear when Qazi might take up his post in Baghdad.
Within a week to 2 weeks, we expect him to come through to New York headquarters for consultations and briefings, at which point we might have a clearer idea when he will actually be going to the region.
Kofi Annan pulled all foreign UN staff out of Iraq after the bombing of UN headquarters last summer. Marie Okabe says that the UN currently has a liaison team in Iraq assessing the security situation as Kofi Annan faces the grave decision about when to send staff back into Baghdad, including his new envoy, Ashraf Qazi.
Obviously, these are considerations that will need to come into play before he can be deployed. But as I mentioned, the Secretary General has full intention to have a Secretary General's representative in Baghdad.
Most UN staff working on the reconstruction of Iraq are based for the time being in Amman, Jordan. But UN officials acknowledge that to move forward with the critical task of preparing for elections in Iraq, UN personnel will have to go back into the country. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.